Welcome to Israel 18 News at 7 a.m. Here's your hourly briefing. It's a crisp morning across Israel. Clear skies are expected in Tel Aviv and Jerusalem, while Haifa enjoys a gentle breeze. Eilut will see warmer temperatures as the day progresses. Here are today's headlines. First, Netanyahu's strategy could lead to intensified conflicts in Lebanon, Syria, the Gaza Strip, and the West Bank until elections, according to Maariv, reported 46 minutes ago. Also, a knife-wielding terrorist was killed after attempting to stab an IDF soldier near Jenin, as reported by I-24 News just earlier this hour. Also this hour, Egypt has informed the U.S. that Hamas disarmament depends on Israel's next government, reported by Ynet earlier today. Separately, the U.S. Treasury has sanctioned a courier network for funneling millions to Hezbollah, reported by JNS earlier today. And finally, the remains of Yehuda Katz, the last Israeli soldier missing from the first Lebanon War's Sultan Yaqub battle, have been found, reported by JTA from earlier today. Reaction has been swift on social media. Not a Good Jewish Girl, an activist, posted minutes ago criticizing the focus on East Jerusalem in negotiations, arguing the real issue is the right of return. Al Arabiya English shared that Dr. Louis Blin discussed the frequent communications between Saudi Arabia's crown prince and France's president earlier today. Balaz News reported earlier today that a charter plane with eight aboard crashed near Cape Newenham, Alaska, with conditions of passengers yet unknown. Let's go deeper. Starting with Netanyahu's strategy, Maariv reports his intention to prolong conflicts in the region until upcoming elections. This plan could escalate tensions and impact regional stability significantly. Turning to the incident near Jenin, I-24 News details how the terrorist was neutralized before causing harm. This highlights ongoing security challenges in the West Bank. Meanwhile, Ynet reports that Egyptian officials doubt progress in disarming Hamas under the current Israeli government. This stance could influence future diplomatic negotiations in the region. The U.S. Treasury's actions against Hezbollah's financial network, as JNS notes, aim to curb its funding. This move could pressure Hezbollah's operations and potentially alter their regional influence. Finally, JTA's report on Yehuda Katz's remains being found closes a chapter from the First Lebanon War. This brings a measure of closure and remembrance to families and the military community. On the economic front, first, Maariv Business reports concerns about financial irregularities at the Best Group just 3 months after their stock exchange debut. Separately, Matrix CEO dismissed negative forecasts, stating strong growth in their cloud and AI sectors, according to Tech. And finally, Walla Business highlights a shift in U.S. public sentiment, potentially affecting Israeli economic relations, as the U.S. public grows wary of regional involvement. That's your Israel 18 News update for morning. We'll be back with more at 8 a.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.